under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome to the show, third and final hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, July 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just noticed a text message from former term-limited state representative Dave Ajima, voted the most conservative state rep numerous years while he was in Lansing, conservative RNC national committee man, master's degree in business. Listening to the interview with Ian Murphy, he said Ian's absolutely spot on. Wages should never be determined, wages should be determined between the employee and the employer, not government, not unions. Because I know he agrees with that statement as well. Here's why. When I worked at Dodge Truck this summer prior to going away to Michigan State University for pre-med, I did not want to join the UAW. When I went to orientation and had the union thug steward stand up and tell me that you come to work early, you show up, you do what you're told. After 90 days, you will be represented by the United Auto Workers. You will be on Easy Street. Easy Street to a retirement as early as 20, 25 years at a UAW factory. Your retirement plan will take care of Blue Cross and Blue Shield until you go on Medicare. Then you'll have our supplement. You'll have all kinds of benefits, paid holidays, paid vacation time, dental coverage, eyeglass coverage, prescription coverages, massage therapy. You'll have every single medical need you have if you show up and work here for 90 days and do what you're told. I told him I didn't want to be a member. I'm going to Michigan State in the fall for pre-med. I've already been accepted to Lyman Briggs College in Holmes Hall at Michigan State University. I'm not making UAW a career. You know what he said to me? You're an idiot. I was going to go to school to become a doctor. And the union thug steward stood up there in front of about 60, 70 other guys in the room and laughed at me and called me an idiot. I got out of that meeting. I went directly to the plant foreman's office. Cayley boy. Jack Cayley was the plant foreman. I asked to speak to him. She said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm a new hire. And I was just told that I have to join the UAW union, and you're going to take union dues out of my paycheck? I'm not going to be here for 90 days. I'm going to Michigan State. You're taking my pizza money and my beer money out of my pocket, automatically deducting it out of my paycheck without my permission. She said, sir, do you know where you're standing? I said, yeah. She said, you're standing in the office of a Chrysler Dodge Truck UAW factory. You didn't understand that you would be working here with the union representing you? I said, I don't want the union to represent me. As a matter of fact, I'd like to go in there and negotiate my own salary, my wage, with Mr. Cayley myself. Why would you want to do that? Because I show up early, I clean my station while the other guy is finishing his shift. I'm going to be punched in and ready to go, and I'm going to stay after my shift to clean up my station for the next shift coming on in the morning. I was working basically afternoons to midnight. Oh my God, you can't do that. We don't allow you to negotiate your pay. Get the hell out of here. Never got to talk to the plant manager. 18 years old, fighting the union back then, fighting them till today. Short break, we'll be right
back. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Coming on the show next is Ron Oldenwald. He is the deputy supervisor to Tuscarora Township Supervisor Bob Kramer is on the line with us. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Want to ask you a couple questions as an outsider who's looking at Indian River, Tuscarora Township from afar, knowing the history of going all the way back to the sewer projects, problems, the chain of lakes, septic tanks draining into them, all that. All the things that have occurred over the years, I want to get your perspective as an insider, somebody who's actually lived there and experienced government at the local level in Tuscarora Township. Explain to the folks listening the history, the background of what's been going on there in Tuscarora Township for basically the last 20 years.
Well, Randy, I'm a hands-on operational kind of guy. I want to fix stuff, and I want to leave these offices in a better place than we found them. And to do that, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to walk you through the problems that we found and how we've been working to resolve them. You know, things going all the way back to the building that we're in. You know, this building was completed in 1985. It houses the library, the police department, and the township offices. I wasn't around when it was built. The supervisor at that time's passed away. None of the recent prior board members were in office at that time either. Even the engineers have passed on. So, you know, this building plans, they show an elevator. None exists. They show a fully operational, monitored, comprehensive fire alarm system. None exist. Well, you know, part of it exists. There's wet charge sprinklers that should have been tested annually and never were, never once in 29 years. If those sprinkler heads were to activate from heat instead of notifying a central monitoring office that in turn would have called the fire department, a bell on the outside of the building is activated. Now, I say it should activate because there's no way to test it. So, you know, how did this happen? You got 29 years worth of neglect.
Whoa. You said 1985.
1985.
That's 39 years.
That's 39 years. You're right. Math is not my strong point.
Well, so guess what? My question is, how in the heck did a set of blueprints that had to be reviewed, I'm assuming, by somebody in the building department, whether in the township level or the county level, they approved and issued a building permit per the blueprints. If the blueprints called for them, Ron, why the heck were they never installed?
I wish I had an answer, Randy. I really do. I wish I had an answer. And I wish that somebody in public office now had that answer, but they don't because I've asked them. I've gone to the county. I've talked to people that have been here back then, and who knows, you know. But again, I just want to fix stuff. Okay, this is just one example of the neglect that we found. You know, we inherited an end-of-life phone system. We replaced it. We inherited an absolutely ineffective IT vendor, and we replaced them. We inherited an ailing building, and we're fixing it. You know, there's all sorts of other examples in here, too, like our records room. I wish we would have taken before and after pictures before we shredded 40 boxes of old records that were kept literally decades beyond the requirements of the Records Retention Act, and specifically General Schedules 25 and 29. 40 boxes of documents.
Wow.
You know, our qualified voter file is the same way. You know, decades with no maintenance whatsoever. You know, our current clerk, Jay, and his staff sent hundreds of address verification requests, found dozens of people who were either deceased, sometimes by 20 years or more, moved out of the district, people over 100 years old. Again, prior clerks didn't bother to do this. Hmm. So, you know, these are the kind of things that we found when we came in the door, and we're trying to leave all of this in far, far better shape than we found it.
Now, let me ask you this question as we head into a break here at the bottom of the hour. So we've got 11 minutes to discuss all this. There was decisions made by the current supervisor, Bob Kramer, Jay Reedsman, the clerk, Janet Vance, the trustee, that basically they're not going to run for reelection. The abuse that I've witnessed personally and watched on YouTube channels of the public comment. The one guy that literally charged the table and was going to physically assault Kramer and I believe Janet Vance, a woman, the abuse that they've had to put up with fighting these people simply because they lost their power, and you guys have been exposing basically their incompetency for 39 years and fixing all these problems, paving roads, doing things, the best fireworks in the history of Tuscarora Township. 31 minutes, $35,000. People text me, said, Randy, it was the most unbelievable fireworks display in northern Michigan. Never seen anything like it. You guys are just walking away from this township. And for the life of me, I understand the pressures. I understand health issues. I understand getting old. I get it. But it's really a sad state of affairs that's going to happen as a result of this election upcoming August 6th and then November.
Well, I can't speak for any of the people that aren't running. I know that it's a personal decision for everyone.
Sure.
And I'm very grateful for the time that they did contribute. I also have to acknowledge the prior boards, even though I don't agree with much of what they did. Coming forward, and you know this, Randy, you've run for enough offices and been in office or want to be in office going forward.
Never,
you know,
ever want to be in office ever. Go ahead.
That is a huge sacrifice. It's a huge sacrifice to make. And, you know, again, I'm not going to soft walk or, you know, glad handle the mistakes that were made, but I am going to acknowledge the contributions that were made simply of time and the effect that it has on your family and your free time. So, you know, I'm completely sympathetic to all of these office holders for the decisions that they've made. You know, I can't help but point out that there is still one person willing to weather the storm, and that's Treasurer Jan Delahaye, who is on the ballot, has a primary challenger, is willing to stay in, do the work, be the anchor. Somebody's got to do it. You know, someone's got to step up and do it. And it's difficult for me to be critical of people that are running unopposed in races. But I also can't help but point out the weirdness that's going on with this race. The fact that we've got tons of campaign signs and trifolds for people running unopposed. You know, why are they spending that money? Where did it come from? You know, who's pulling the strings on this whole group of people running as a slate? You know, Bob talked about this 501c4 dark money.
Right, and Southeastern Michigan.
We've got this guy named Edward Sarpolis. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, and his two daughters, who are professional pollsters and political strategists. They've got dozens of DBA names all going to this same P.O. box. They've been in politics for decades. Now, this guy's personal preference is to only contribute to two groups, Act Blue and the Michigan Democrat Party. Shocker, huh? So who's funding this C4? You know, well, we think we know, but we can never be sure. But listen, why all the secrecy? What are we hiding? Of course, I think it's obvious that it's just to get around the $1,050 individual campaign contribution limit and to be able to give unlimited amounts of money. And again, seeing by the number of signs and banners and mailings for races that are uncontested, it just makes no sense. You know, they're spending a lot of money, so they're obviously afraid of something or someone.
Well, you know, now, I'll tell you what my perspective. I know Sarpolis. I have personally met him down in Lansing numerous times. When he sees me coming, he turns around and tries to run away. The guy is a flat-out socialist, communist, Democrat. And for his group to be throwing this kind of dark money into Tuscarora Township, like you say, Ron, on unopposed races, they're afraid somebody out there is going to file last minute to either do an independent run or to write in campaign, whatever they're going to do to unseat these people. Because they are not fiscal conservatives. I don't believe they have the brain power to continue the efforts that you and Bob Cramer and Jay Reitsma and Janet Vance and Jan Delahaye have implemented, the changes that you've made, the improvements that you've made. They don't have the ability to continue steering the ship, if you will. And they are definitely afraid something's going to happen last minute. That's why I think they're spending all this money.
Well, I don't want to go negative, and I don't purport to understand.
No, that's my job. That's not your job. I get it.
I'm not putting
words in your mouth. Those are my own personal opinion.
Nope, I get it. And again, when you're running unopposed and there's no other alternative, it's difficult to be critical, no matter how outlandish or weird or backwards their thinking might be. You know, we don't want to go backwards. We don't want to see our 13-chapter procedures manual modified, nullified, the protections in it weakened or watered down. We don't want to take the board packet offline. We put it online with all the financials on the Friday before the meeting. We don't want to remove the consent agenda. We don't want to take the live stream down. You know, we just don't want to go backwards. We've got between $60 and $100 million of private investment lined up already, and we have people in the community that are against it, that are against the extra financing opportunities that a commercial rehab district provides, all the MEDC opportunities. You know, how much commercial development occurred in the last 12 years of the three full terms when some of these prior board members were in office? Virtually zero. Yep. You know, we don't want to go back to the special treatment, the sleazy side deals, the negotiations outside of a public meeting. You know, there's already rumors about the current candidates telling voters with special interests to just wait until November and we'll take care of you. You know, not take care of the fiscal health of the township as a whole, but take care of these few special connected individuals. We don't know what's been promised to them. And, you know, we're going to call it out when we see it. So,
well, I'm going to call it out, and I got to tell you, a lot of people that listened to this show said, Randy, I can't believe what Bob Kramer said. I can't believe what Jan Delahaye said, her interview. Now, what you're saying, my phone's blowing up right now with text messages. Here's the problem, the question I want to ask you. If these people do start reversing all the hard work and efforts you just described, do you think the public will see it? Do you think they'll honestly understand what's truly happening and how they are, like you've described, going backwards to the good old boys network? Do you think the people will actually see it?
Well, the problem is that the average voter doesn't know what's gone on, and they don't even know what questions to ask. So, you know, I don't think that they're negligent. I think they're just naive. You know, people have lives and businesses and families
and kids
and school. And, you know, I don't think paying attention to the workings of their township is at the top of the list. But I got to tell you, you know, if they did ask and they got honest questions and got honest answers, they wouldn't let any of these people back in the building, let alone back in an elected office.
Well, it's going to be interesting. And I think the answers need to be given. Accountability, transparency. Who's behind this? Who is basically going to be their puppet master? I guess is the question we have to truly ask. About a minute and a half here to go, Ron. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we've got a candidate running that's already got done 20 years in office, 8 in one position, 12 in another. And my question is, what would be different this time? You know, what kind of training or experience or education do you have now that you didn't have in the prior 20 years? You know, wasn't 20 years enough? So we're lucky to have two young guys running for trustee. There's three running for two positions. You know, we have an opportunity.
Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for, obviously, Jan Delahaye for treasurer. I'm voting for Tyler Gorl for trustee. And I'm voting for John Hutchinson for trustee, and I would hope that everybody does the same. You know, I don't want to be biased. I don't want to go negative. I don't know these other candidates, but, you know, I know the progress that we've made, and I don't want to see it go backwards. So, you know, I would ask everybody to check out Jan's website, janfortreasurer.com, look at her qualifications as opposed to the opponent, and make the right choice. You know, I want to end by touting Bob's praises.
15 seconds.
This guy's 74 years old. He's a retired Army colonel. He's been out there painting lines on runways. I mean, who does that? I think he deserves a lot of credit for things that he got accomplished in such a short period of time. And I think people need to know about it.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Randy. Always a pleasure.
Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, vaccinating wild animals, specifically white-tailed deer. That's the focus of a Michigan-based study working to end bovine tuberculosis in the state. Back in February, 100 little cubes of medicine were placed at 16 sites in Alpena County. They were made up of alfalfa and molasses for the deer to eat and had an edible vaccine hidden inside. It's a collaboration between MSU, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Michigan DNR. MSU is developing a new vaccine. The DNR is testing delivery methods, and the U.S.